Blog Talk Radio.
I cannot believe it. This is Chef Duarte. And gosh, this morning is just like a shrimp kind of morning. I want to thank everybody for really good feedback for last week's show. It was fun. And today's like kind of a monumental day because it is show 35, at least on Block Talk Radio. Of course, you know, guys who were listening to Kitchen Cuisine, you know, season 3 premieres nationally, my gosh, in 2 weeks, and I'll tell you more about that. That's exciting. It's hard to imagine that the world of food comes to radio, but I'm really excited, and I hope that everybody's having a good weekend so far, and, you know, just approaching this insane madness, which is so exciting because, you know, Sunday night, Erev Hanukkah, it's Hanukkah, and for all our listeners that celebrate Hanukkah, it's kind of exciting because, you know, and I want to tell you about a really, really cool show that you need to listen to if before we go into Shrimpland. So if you have a pencil and paper, write this down. Okay, ready? You go to www.ksvictoryridiculous.org. And right there, open up, KSVR. Go to Listen Live. And Sunday night at 9 o'clock, December 9th, it is such a cool show. It's a one-hour show. It's part of his Hanukkah special. I think this is year 4 that it's running, but this year I'm so excited that it's national. So wherever you are and wherever you're listening, you'll be able to hear that, which is really amazing to me, that people can hear it in Brooklyn, in Queens. They can hear it in, you know, in Los Angeles. They can hear it in, I don't know, Japan. All right, so that's enough self-plugging and promo, but I was told to do this because people go, tell them about your show, tell them about your... Anyway, so today's like the show is certainly not a Hanukkah show. Last week we were leftovers and Hanukkah, you know, followed. We did some really, really great recipes, and today specifically shrimp. And the reason I chose shrimp is because it's sort of a shrimp kind of a day. I was at the market yesterday, and I saw, and a lot of people have seen these, they're gigantic prawns from Thailand, and some of them literally are bigger than lobsters. And if you've never had one, they're just absolutely worth it. Now, remember, they're kind of expensive, so, you know, a pound of those sometimes are not even 2 of them because they're so big. But let's start off talking about them. And if you really want to be something crazy and you want to splurge, I want to tell you about these. You can find them in just about every – you can't, meaning you cannot find them in just about every place. So you usually have to go to your fishmonger and ask away and see if they have them or they can get them. Very rarely are they fresh. So usually they're caught and they're frozen on the spot and then shipped to wherever. But let me tell you something, they're wonderful. And a little trick about those, there's a couple of different ways that you can look at them. They're gigantic. Prawns generally from Thailand, Vietnam, and what I like to do is, you know, depending on how many people are eating, I want to serve at least 3 of those per person, you know. It's like one of those things where you want to have a little too much than not enough, which would be really great. So let's cook this up right now. Let's cook dinner for 2. So let's go for 6 of those. And remember, this has got to happen somewhere around payday, and make sure all your other bills are paid first because it's going to set you back a little bit of money. Last time I looked, they were about $17 a pound. And as I said, so you figure two people, about three per person, you're looking probably a good 2 to 3 pounds. So you're looking at about $40. But you know what? Life is short, and if you're in a position to do it, do it. We're going to get them, and we're going to make sure they're fresh, of course, and they're defrosted. Now, there's something about these guys that you don't have to do too much to. Generally speaking, the general rule that I have for prawns or shrimp is to take the time to carefully clean them. And what you know about is that depending on the dish you're going to cook, I would strip I'm not talking about the Vietnam ones or the Thai prawns right now. Let's just flip over to just general information about prawns. I would absolutely strip the prawn down to the tail, and I break the shell off. Just leave the tail on. I like to do that because for a couple of different reasons I'll explain to you in a second. Now, carefully make sure all the shell's off. Then with a very small little sharp paring knife, hold the prawn carefully in your hand. And now keep your eyes open at this point, okay, folks? If you're tired and you're going to kind of nod out on us, you do not want to do this because you know what? You'll have shrimp and fingers for lunch, and it's not like my favorite. So you're going to turn the prawn over, lay it in your hand, and take your little paring knife and slowly across the top of that part of the prawn and cut a straight line all the way through. And you're going to see a little teeny, I won't use the term because we want to stay in a good appetizing mode right now, but it's a little vein, and it's actually the little sort of intestinal tract of the prawn. And you're going to go ahead with your little knife and cut a little line, not too deep, and pull that out. Then turn the whole thing over, and you're going to see a little another little vein running through the bottom of the prawn. This is the one I want to get out for sure. And you're going to cut another little incision across the prawn and pull it out. All right, take a little cold water and rinse it, make sure you get it all out. And let me tell you, what you've just done is you've officially butterflied a shrimp. And what happens, depending on how you cook it, it'll look absolutely beautiful. Once you cook it, it's going to open up on both sides, and it's really, really something. I'm going to talk about how to cook the shrimp and the most important way to do it in just a few minutes. Let's go back to the Vietnamese shrimp. These guys are amazing. Now, all people cook them different ways. My feeling about it is you have this beautiful shell around it, and that's going to encase it. You know, that's basically going to create this pressure cooker with prawn. So simply, what I like to do is this with these guys, and it's, you know, as elegant and as beautiful as they are, you're going to have to tell your guest, whether it be your partner or your dad who you haven't over for dinner, or your cousin, or whoever that might be. You really want to carefully, tell them that, listen, be prepared to get all greasy and yucky on your hands, but it's going to be worth it. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to take these guys, and what I like to do is I get them the day before if possible. And as crazy as it sounds, I take a big bowl, I put a third of a cup of olive oil, about 4 or 5 garlic cloves mashed up so you can unlock the garlicky flavor into the oil. I take 2 lemons and I cut them in half, and I squeeze them really well over all this stuff. And then I take a little fresh parsley and I put it over, or I call it the garnet. And I send that garnet term out to my brother and my best friend, who I hope he's listening right now, Uncle Larry. And he used to make this similar sort of dish sometimes using his garnet. And I always use, whenever I'm talking about lemon and parsley, we're talking about garnet. And I think if Erica is listening today, I want her to know how much I love you and love your dad. And he would love this dish. And I'm not sure if him and I ever made this one. But what I do is I take everything I just said, and I just go ahead and set a little piece of plaster wrap over the top and set it in the fridge overnight. And it's going to marinate in this oil and this garlic and this fresh lemon and fresh parsley. And you say, wow, well, how's that going to work? Because it's, the shell's long. Well, it does work. It seeps in through the membrane right at, below the tail and actually fills the cavity with this flavor. Now, mostly, depending on where you are, you might not have access to your barbecue or grill, all season long. And one of the things I learned that the old shrimp on the barbie, you got to really pay attention if you're putting the shrimp on a barbie because it goes quick. And the whole concept, as I was saying a few minutes ago, that I was going to talk to you a little bit about the cooking method, Shrimp is a quickie. Shrimp takes virtually almost no time. Prawns is another word for shrimp, the larger ones. It just doesn't take a lot of time to cook, so you've got to be very, very conscious and very careful. So here's what we're doing. We're taking those babies, and what I like to do, this is crazy, take a pan, like sort of a good baking pan, and I like to line it with tin foil, with enough that you're going to be able to pull up the sides and create a little bit of tent, okay? And I'm going to take these things, hold them up on one hand over your bowl so as to drain off as much of the liquid as possible, and lay them in the center of this tin foil pan that I've just told you about, okay? Now, at this point in time, you're going to fish out some of your garlic cloves from there, from your bowl, throw them in there, take some of the parsley that you put in there, and usually, I didn't tell you, but you want to use sprigs of parsley. You're not going to chop it up at this point. Go ahead and stick it in there as well. Now, some people know about this. I like to take one or two little teeny chili peppers and throw them in there. Don't cut them. Just leave them in there. It's going to give it sort of a little heat to it. And then I take, because, you know, Stuart is always cooking with butter, I do a half. If we're talking six of these babies, I'm going to do a half a stick of butter. Just cut it whole and put it right into this tin foil. Okay, so you get this concoction going on there. Now, if you have some fresh basil leaves, go ahead and throw them in as well. All right, everybody good? Now, I take the rest of the lemon that I have, and I cut it in a couple of pieces, and I throw it in there too, right? This is so easy. It's ridiculous. Now, you're going to go ahead and pull up the sides of your tin foil on both sides, and you're creating a little tent. But you're still keeping it in the pan. The reason for that is the delicious juices are going to go all over your stove if you don't, even if you have it in tinfoil. So I like to create a tent within the pan. Now, preheat your oven to about 375, all right? Now, sometimes I like to do this. I'll crack it up to 400. It just depends on how well you know your oven. It's worth it to invest in a little oven thermometer if you have questions about that, because even though it might digitally light up to 400 degrees, sometimes you have to average on most part, it's 10 to 15 degrees hotter, and you don't want to mess it up. Now, this is so easy. Put it in the oven at 350 to 410, depending what your temperature gauge says, and leave it in there for about 20 minutes. Now, normally, cooking a shrimp for 20 minutes, you might as well just go take the tires off your car, cut them up, throw some garlic on them, eat them for dinner. But we're in the shell. We're basically self-steaming this shrimp, and because we're not going to take the casing off, it's going to cook within it. It's going to be outrageous. All right? Now, while this is cooking, here's what you want to do. Go ahead and get some nice fresh romaine lettuce. Get a little sort of can of anchovies. Take some leftover French bread and butter it on both sides, a little salt and pepper, a little Parmesan cheese, and go ahead and put it in the oven on a sheet pan. Make yourself some really nice sized croutons for this. It'll be beautiful. As far as your side dish, you can do a couple of different things. A lot of people will go for a small, simple, very simple pasta, and I'll tell you a trick. Get a little bit of linguine and cook it al dente, and you know that's to the bite, and you can pre-do that. And then what we're going to do is once we get it all cooked al dente, go ahead and put it, drain it really well. Give it just a light rinse. You don't want to, you know, rinse all that beautiful stuff off the pasta that gets the sauce to adhere to it, okay? And go ahead and when you're ready, you'll take a frying pan about 5 minutes before we pull our shrimp up, okay? And go ahead and get your pan going a little bit very, very low. Drain your pasta, as I said, really good. You cover it with a little olive oil. Now, carefully, with a pot holder, pull out this beautiful concoction. Now, at this point, of course, you have your guests sitting right there, and you have the table nicely set. And a couple of different things. What I do is I put a hot pad in the center of the table, and I carefully go ahead and lift this up right on the top in the center of the table. Now, there's something called a thermal burn, which is scary. Because of all the pressure and the heat inside the tinfoil, you want to be really careful opening up this tinfoil, because otherwise you're going to get burned. And instead of talking about how delicious the shrimp is, you're going to be screaming for like Neosporin or something like that. Doesn't mix with this meal, folks. So we got to be really careful. Take our time. Not get hurt. Okay? Now, the pasta dish. We've got our pan heated. I want you to carefully tell your guests, hey, watch this, and carefully open up your tent, and you're going to see this gorgeous liquid and these steaming, beautiful prawns. Oh, my gosh. What I want you to do is take a little ladle or a large spoon, and go ahead and take your frying pan over to it and go ahead and take 4 or 5 big tablespoons of the delicious juice from the prawns and put it into the into your pan. At that point in time, a little bit more butter, a little teeny bit of olive oil, a little bit of garlic, and throw your pasta in there and give it a good toss. Chop some fresh parsley up and toss it in there, and you got your side dish. Let's go back to the table real quick. Go ahead and take your plate of pasta. Tell your guests to carefully take a little tong and lift one of these big giant ones over and put it right on your plate. Now, after you each get one, take a little of the juice and put it over the top, and then wrap the tinfoil up so it can sit as your little serving area, your little private little major Thailand prawn buffet table right in the center of the table, and go ahead and carefully rip the shell off. It'll come off pretty easily. Are you ready? Take the shell and put it aside. Lay that gorgeous prawn using a fork, and you can use a little tongs or something, but the fork should pull it right out. Lay it on top of the pasta. Take a deep breath. Look at that stuff. Oh, my gosh. Smell it. Can you smell it? It's outrageous. All right, what are we going to do? We're going to go ahead and take everything that we did and take that fork, cut it, and take a bite right now. Go ahead, do it. Are you serious? Is that amazing or what? Like a little lobster, right? Sometimes even better. All right, that's your incredible garlicky, spicy, by the way. That's what those little Thai peppers are about. A little teeny spicy, garlicky, buttery, lemony, fresh parsley, amazing shrimp dish. All right, I hope you're liking it. It's pretty tasty. All right, hey, let me play you this real quick. Here's another way to use shrimp, and you'll probably love it. Check this out. Now, don't fret. This stuff goes by pretty quick. I'm going to tell you how to get all the recipes in a little while and how to write me and get in touch with me. So, therefore, you'll have this on your clipboard at home, and you'll be able to. Oops, sorry. Absolutely 100% cook this. Okay, listen to this recipe. This is a good one. I love it.
Sometimes during the day you get hungry and you don't know exactly what to eat. Should I have a little breakfast? Should I have a little lunch? Should I have a little dinner? Well, here's a recipe that might help you combine all those ideas into one little thing. Today we're going to make some incredible corn and shrimp fritters, which is almost like a fried pancake. And here's what you need. To make it really simple, get 2 cups of buttermilk pancake mix, 1/2 cup of baby shrimp, 1/3 cup of chopped green onions, 3 tablespoons of cilantro, 1/3 cup of corn, 2 cups of cooking oil, 1/2 cup of mayonnaise, and 1/2 cup of sour cream, and 4 tablespoons of sweet Thai chili sauce, 1 lemon, and you're ready to go. Here's what we do. First, we'll make the fritter batter. Take the 2 cups of buttermilk pancake mix. Mix the appropriate amount of water into it, but make it a little thicker than you normally would. Add the corn. Make sure it's drained well. Same with the shrimp, the onions, the cilantro, and we're about ready to go. Mix it up and let it sit for a couple of minutes. Let's make the really delicious sauce that we're going to make for this dish. It's called mousseline. Take the 1/2 cup of sour cream, the 1/2 cup of mayonnaise, and the Thai chili sauce and mix it all together. Squeeze a little bit of lemon in it and add about 1 tablespoon of the chopped cilantro. Set that aside. You got your sauce. Heat up the oil in a deep frying pan. If you have a deep fryer, that'll work great. Take about 1.5 tablespoons of the fritter batter and put it in there. Slowly but surely, it'll raise to the top. It's a good idea to use a wooden spoon and roll it around until it's golden brown on each side and remove it from the oil, maybe on a piece of parchment paper or paper towel, and let them drain. When you get all the fritters done, use that delicious mousseline. Dip them in. Mmm, that really soft pancakey taste, a bite of the little corn, the crunch of the shrimp, the little onion and cilantro. You've just made yourself a really beautiful morning, afternoon, or evening fritter. You could change the contents of the ingredients. You can make a fruit one and use yogurt as your dipping sauce, or you can add different types of fish. You can use tofu to make it a vegetarian, add some fresh peas. It's endless. However you decide to make them, I know you're going to enjoy them. This is Chef Stuardo with another Cooking Minute. Hey, let's eat!
All right. Now, that dish is amazing. Let me give you a little bit of information. By the way, I have time. I might be able to take a call today. So if you want to call in, you can call me at 323-580-5779 and air your shrimp information on Chef Stuardo's Foodomania show for all you Foodomaniacs out there. Okay? Now, let me tell you this. If you're interested in the recipes, I'm going to tell you how to get them all. But before I do that, I want to go over one more little shrimpy idea and recipe. There's so many shrimp recipes that, you know, you can look that up, you know, online or in a cookbook, and you'll see lots of different things. Let me talk about shrimp real quick. This is what I was trying to get at. There's something about two things. Number one, you're going to clean them as well as I explained to you as far as, you know, because I don't want to, you know, but I'll tell you maybe at the end of the show. You want to get those two little veins out and make sure they're clean. Now, I said something about leaving the tail on. The certain dishes, you're not going to want to do that. For instance, if you're sauteing a prawn for maybe something like a sandwich or something, and I'm going to tell you about the Cuban prawn sandwich. That's going to be the final shrimp recipe for today. But you can slowly pull a tail off. Now, a lot of people don't realize that in the tail, there is some amazing shrimp meat. And I see people pulling the tails off, and there's like one-third of the shrimp is stuck in the shell of the tail. Please, folks, wrap your fingers around that tail, rip it down the center, and pull the tail off carefully. And use your fingers. You can feel whether or not there's any shell. You've got a little bit of meat there, and literally, if you're doing a dozen shrimp and you're doing it where you're not thinking about the tail, you might as well throw out two shrimp right now because you're cutting yourself short. Make sure you get that meat out in the tail. The other thing I was going to tell you is the cooking method of shrimp. A lot of people are doing this stir fry, and they put all their vegetables and everything in. They put their shrimp in at the same time. Frankly, what I do to saute and make sure, I always cook my shrimp separate. I flavor it the way I want. Even if I'm doing a stir fry, I'll do all my veggies and possibly my rice and my fried egg in it. If I'm doing, you know, Korean style or something like that. But I will not cook the shrimp in there. What I'll do is I'll look at those gorgeous shrimp, and I'll have a separate pan, and then I'll cook them just till they turn color. They're going to be gray usually or something when you get them when they're fresh, and you cook them until they're perfect. Now, people worry like anything. If I don't cook it enough, I'm going to get sick. Well, that's true in some cases. But shrimp need to be a little past translucent. Translucent means you can't see through the membrane, but it's kind of cloudy. But it's not bright, solid white. Your shrimp's going to be too rubbery. Remember, even after you take the shrimp out of the pan, it's still cooking. So even if you think that you've cooked it enough, it's cooking for another minute and a half on your plate, literally. So undercook them a little bit because they're so much more tender. And I'm telling you, you'll bite into it, you'll go nuts. So remember, the key is don't waste the meat in the tail. Don't clean them really well. Don't overcook your shrimp. Okay? I'm getting excited about this because one of my favorite dishes is something called a Cuban prawn sandwich. Let me tell you what you need. First of all, it's a sandwich, almost like a hero or a sub sandwich. You need a really good French baguette with a little crust on it, but nice soft in the middle. You know, you need that because that's the key to the sandwich. We're going to make our little sauces first. And first of all, I make a spicy Thai mayonnaise as our basic sauce. I just take a little bit of fresh, really good quality mayonnaise, a little bit of lemon juice, a little bit of fresh cilantro, cut it up into the mayonnaise, and just a capful or a teaspoon of sweet Thai chili sauce, and mix it into the mayonnaise. That's going to be our basic sauce, okay? Now, as far as the shrimp is concerned, you're going to get nice size shrimp, you know, 16-20s, meaning 16 to 20 in a pound. They're kind of good size. I would go for a little bigger one. If you go for the bigger ones, you're going to use 5 or 6 for a sandwich. Man, I'm racing now because I only got 7 minutes left. Now, you take the shrimp, clean them like I told you to do that. Now, you're going to prepare some tomatoes. You're going to take 4 or 5 small Roma tomatoes, okay? And I'm going to take them, I'm going to boil them for about 1.5 minutes. Then I'm going to take the skin off, okay, carefully after you take them out of the water, and go ahead and dice them up, put them in a pan. I'm going to take a little teeny bit of brown sugar and put them in the tomatoes. Then I'm going to take a little bit of cayenne pepper and I'm going to cook the tomatoes and smoke them up a little bit. That's going to be a condiment on the sandwich, okay? Now, one thing I really like is some fresh cilantro. I'm going to cut some fresh cilantro, I'd say about 1/3 of a cup. We're making 2 sandwiches now. I'm going to get that together so you have your shrimp not cooked yet. You got your tomatoes. You got your beautiful little mousseline sauce. You got your fresh cilantro, okay? You doing okay so far? Now, you're going to take a beautiful frying pan. You're going to put a little bit of butter in the frying pan, a little bit of cayenne pepper, a little bit of garlic. Now, take your baguette, lightly toast it, because this is going to happen really quickly. After you toast it a little bit, you're going to spread that delicious mayonnaise stuff I just told you about. Now, go ahead and take some really, really thin, fresh, really dried off well romaine lettuce and put a little bit on the bun right there. And don't hold back on this mayonnaise stuff. It really makes it. Then you're going to take a layer of your tomato, beautiful compote, and lay that up. All right, go ahead and heat up your pan. Throw your shrimp, and I like to put 5 to 6 shrimp per sandwich, okay? So look at about a dozen nice-sized shrimp. Go ahead and get your pan nice and hot. You got a little bit of lemon. Squeeze a little bit of lemon. You're going to hear the sizzle. As soon as you hear the sizzle, it's like, da-da-da, da-da-da. Throw your shrimp into the pan. Give it a really, really good toss. Are you ready for this? Oh, my gosh. Oh. Now, some people do this. What I like to do is if you have a little bit of black beans around, you can heat up a small teeny, I'm talking about two or three tablespoons per sandwich. And believe it or not, drain them really well and go ahead and put a layer of black bean on your sandwich. Some people don't like the beans. I like them. Go ahead. Get your shrimp. They're looking gorgeous now. Go ahead and line them up across the bun, and there you are. Take the bun, put it over the top, and you have that beautiful shrimp over that, wilting that little bit of romaine lettuce. Take the fresh cilantro and add it to the sandwich. The smoked tomato and that beautiful sauce. Oh, my gosh. Squeeze a little lemon over it. You have a Cuban prawn sandwich that you'll never forget. It's a great lunch. Some people like to roast the red pepper and put a layer of roasted red pepper. I've had some people put avocado on it. You could do that, too. It doesn't matter. The variation is in the whatever you like, but the key is the way we cook the shrimp and the sauce that we made and the smoked tomatoes. That, to me, is it. I like to sprinkle those black beans on it. You look and go, my gosh, who ever put beans on a sandwich before? Well, you did. Right here on Foodomania. All right, everybody, listen, here's some information. Here's how you get in touch with me. First of all, thank goodness to the radio gods. I'm all over the radio these days, and you can listen to me in the archives at Blog Talk Radio, where you are right now, and you can go and hear any of the shows, Jenna, over the last, today's show 35, and plenty of them there. You can go to one of my websites and my radio station. My own little station is called 1020radio.net, www.1020radio.net, and see what's going on there. All those little food minutes, including the corn and shrimp fritter, is there, and you can go and listen to that. You can go also to www.kfsam.com. S as in Sam, V as in Victor, R.org, and that is my sort of my home site in a sense. Go to the archives in there, and you'll hear all kinds of pre-recorded shows. There's tons of Stewarder shows, and there's a whole kitchen cuisine area where you can hear some more of the recipes in the show that I love to produce, and there's lots of cooking minutes. Now, all you got to do is write me at this following email address, and I will send you any recipe you want. Or you can go to Chef Stewarder's Foodomania Facebook page. You'll see pictures of what we're cooking today, and you'll also be able to write me that way. But write me at Chef Stewarto, C-H-E-F as in Frank, S as in Sam, T-U-A-R-T-O, @hotmail.com, okay? And just write in the subject line, recipe, you know, send me a note, tell me you like the show, tell me you didn't like the show, tell me to be quiet. I don't care. Just communicate with me. It's great. There's so many great recipes. There's so many ways to use shrimp. You'd think that because I titled this, you know, it's like being the Bubba Gump, you know, shrimp show. I didn't do a Cajun recipe today. I will do that again in a follow-up of the show. We're going to do our Mardi Gras show. The Mardi Gras show is always really fun. And we'll do that. We'll cover some of the shrimp dishes from down in the Bayou country. All right, listen, it's the weekend. I hope you have some fun out there. I hope you have a good time. Remember that please eat healthy. Go and support your local markets. Try something. Don't waste anything, because if you have leftovers, sometimes that's a great meal the next day. It's just great. And if you go through the archives of the Blog Talk Radio and the Foodomania show, so many tips on how to make sure that your budget goes well, that you eat well on a smaller budget, that you enjoy food and you enjoy cooking. It is one of the joys of the day, and sometimes it feels like it's overwhelming. But remember, food is great. All right, this is Chef Stewarder. Thanks for listening. I look forward to next Saturday. And remember, there's a lot of stuff coming in. Don't forget the hot show on KSVR Sunday night at 9 o'clock. Any more information you need, just write me, and I'll give it to you. Bye.